Mr. Gavey, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam President. France aligns itself with the statement by the European Union. Mr. High Commissioner, you reiterated in your opening statement that forced displacements continued to grow year on year. In 2017, around 66 million people in the world were uprooted by violence, persecutions, and growing conflicts. Millions of others take to the roads, also due to poverty or the degradation of their environment. As we face human drama created by these displacements and the challenge for all the continents, the international community has a duty, the duty to act in line with the principles of humanity, solidarity, and responsibility. Above all, it is urgent that we save lives. It's important to ensure legal, safe paths for persons needing protection and that we fight traffickers and those who profit from this misery. France is mobilizing itself. 28th of August last, we started a new initiative to help people migrating from African countries and through the central Mediterranean. We've adopted a roadmap which reaffirms the need for cooperation between source countries, transit countries, and destination countries. It includes concrete proposals to strengthen protections for refugees and to expand possibilities for them to find stable homes. In close cooperation with the UNHCR and the IOM, France welcomes all states' contributions, and we invite all countries to make a contribution to this joint effort. This is a moral obligation and a duty in terms of our international commitments. It's also a demonstration of solidarity with respect to the countries in the neighborhoods of conflicts in the countries such as Syria, the Lake Chad Basin, the Horn of Africa, and more recently Bangladesh. We see major displacements. This solidarity is all the more important also in Greece, Italy, where these migrants arrive. The international community needs to work harder to resolve the root causes of displacements, conflicts, the use of international humanitarian law, massive violations of human rights, and impunity are major push factors. France continues to work resolutely to resolve these difficulties. Our collective response must also include a determined action to reduce development gaps and to fight the effects of climate change, which are also factors of instability, and France will take part fully. More than a year ago, states came together collectively to boost responsibility by supporting the New York Declaration on Refugees and Migrants. France welcomes the progress achieved since then by the UNHCR to put in place the framework for a comprehensive response, the CCRFF. In the field, however, joint action is still needed, and the UNHCR is working to overhaul our collective response to the challenges created by mass displacements to support refugees, IDPs, and host countries. In this context, France calls for continued UNHCR efforts to be strengthened by the UNDP and the World Bank also. It is now indispensable that we work together in the context of ever more and more protracted crises. High Commissioner, France supports the efforts of each state to preserve a space of protection and asylum regimes in compliance with the 1951 Convention. We will soon start to overhaul our own asylum and immigration policies with boosting our capacity to welcome migrants, accelerate asylum procedures, and also integrate refugees, with particular attention to unaccompanied minors. Madam President, I would like to place a particular focus on the teams of the UNHCR, who tirelessly demonstrate a high level of professionalism and devotion despite a security